Next on BYUSN, Cougar football continues to climb the polls all the way up to number 6 in the college football playoff rankings. Did the committee get it right? Two BYU football legends, Chad Lewis and Lee Johnson, discuss the Utah win, the ranking, and how BYU tries to run the table.
BYU's safety Crew Wakely looks back on that emotional win over Utah and the challenges that lie ahead with the Kansas offense on Saturday night. And it's game day for men's basketball. What are we expecting to see in game 3 for the Cougars?
A lot of Yegor Dim. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. Great to have you with us. It's Wednesday, November 13th. I'm Jerem Jordan, alongside a guy who hugged everyone in sight after that Will Farron 44 from 44 field goal, Dave McKinnon.
We're grateful that there's not a camera in the green room, because we're all jammed in there.
That'll be in the cut next
and
time.
And this is after at the end of the game on Saturday night, and we're planning to come out here and do a different postgame show, right? So that's what we're planning on. And then that happens, and then it's pandemonium. It's very similar to what was going on up in the coach's box at Rice-Eccles Stadium. Take a look at this. It was put in the cut this week.
Love it.
And shared on social media. There's Jay Hill, Justin Henna. And that's the reaction to the field goal going through.
Aaron Roderick doesn't move a muscle, by the way. He's like looking for a flag, making sure everything's good. He's celebrated later.
You saw the defensive guys going nuts because it capped one of the best defensive halves of the season for BYU. Rough first half. No points allowed
just
in the second half.
Just the second quarter,
79
really.
79 total yards allowed in the second half.
Unbelievable.
And it was a rough night for the offense the whole time. But you get the kick through, you win by one, you get that celebration. That's sports. That's just sports.
All time stuff. Will Farron's wife, Courtney, is a teacher at the elementary school where my son goes, and I saw her in the parking lot this morning. I was like, have you come down from the high of all this? She's like, nope. Apparently they're going to the men's basketball game tonight, going to have a good front row seat, which
will
be fun.
As they should.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But go watch the cut, by the way. And then Brandon Despain yesterday, who's worked in athletics for a long time, used to work over here when we were students, together. He put out another dramatic version of this with more coaches' angles and Greg and Hans and everything. It was awesome. Okay,
yeah.
All rise and shout. It's time for What's Trending. BYU somehow, some way, Jason, made their way to 9-0.
I would love to see them move up 3 spots and get to 6, and all of Cougar Nation rejoices.
Oh, What's Trending is presented by Tim Daly Ford, part of the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968. BYU comes in number 6 in week 2 of the college football playoff rankings. A lot of resistance to what happened last week, but now BYU goes from 9 to 6. Did the committee get it right?
Yeah, they got it right, and I think BYU should feel pretty good. But here's how I felt as I was watching that. And from a non-player's perspective, but from a guy who's doing a bunch of shows, right, that we're totally invested in this product. And they're not number 8, and they're not number 7, and then they come in at number 6. And it just kind of hit me that's like, well, it's on now. You know, we're in the game. And all of a sudden, Saturday's game against Kansas became so much bigger because BYU is heading to the prize. And it's not anything that anyone can do to stop it so long as they win. But seeing them at 6, I thought it legitimized them. And now they're not, hey, look at us, remember? But now it's, you're in. Now you got to stay in. And to stay in, you got to win. But you got to get in. And so many years for BYU, they've been left out. You know, 12-0 start in 2001. You go on the road in the SEC, you beat Mississippi State. And what does the BCS do? They turn around and go, we're releasing you from the BCS contention. What do you got to do to get into the country club? I thought being number 6 got him in the door of the country club. Maybe that's how I felt. How do you feel?
I feel like they got close to it being right. Like 6, I'm happy with 6. I'm not unhappy with 6. They certainly could be higher. I'll talk about it in a second. But 6 or 7, yeah, you're in the game. And the prize would be get to the Big 12 title game. And then can you, obviously, if you win it, you're in. If you lose it, are you undefeated in a position where if you have one loss after that you are in? BYU is pacing for that.
Yeah.
But they have to win the next couple of games. If they stumble Saturday against Kansas or at Arizona State or home to Houston, now you got to win the Big 12 title game to get in. You're not going to be in at-large at 2 losses should you lose that game. So BYU has an argument for even higher in this poll. It is a popularity contest of big brands, it would seem, still. This poll should be, to me, this poll should be the best teams, not most deserving, the best teams based on what they've actually done. Not brands or who would win on a neutral field. That's talk show fodder and for odds makers to me. Whoa, wouldn't Georgia beat BYU and Indiana and Notre Dame?
Right.
That's for odds makers and for other shows not named BYU Sports Nation. BYU has a better resume than Texas, Penn State, and Indiana. Let's take a look at some things here. Okay, straight up, being undefeated is nice, right? Top 25 wins. What if I told you Texas, Penn State, and Indiana just don't have one?
They
just
don't.
Just straight up don't have one. BYU has two in the top 16 in 14 SMU and 16 Kansas State. How about strength of record? BYU is better than all of them. 2-6-5-10. Strength of schedule, BYU is 54. That's better than Texas. That's way better than Indiana. And Penn State has the best one there. But BYU could be, honestly, as high as 3. Do I think they're the third best team in the country? I do not. But it's about the resume and what you've done. Are they the deserving of 3, 4, 5, or 6? Absolutely, Dave. But I'm not unhappy about 6 because I understand that Indiana plays Ohio State soon. Yeah. And Texas has to play Texas A&M. Penn State doesn't play anybody. They're probably going to win out and then not play in the Big Ten title game and then get into the playoff.
Penn State's the only team not saying anything because they know they're like, hey, I don't even know how we're in here.
It's just awesome.
But we just have one quality loss. That's our claim to fame home.
Isn't it funny that the quality loss of Boise State is carrying what they're doing in the Ashton Jeanty star power? The
quality loss of Penn State is
the quality loss of Texas to Georgia. They're a big brand. Yeah. It is interesting that way. But I'm BYU, not as bugged as I was last week, but like I can see BYU being even higher.
Two wins in the top 16 is what BYU has.
It's awesome.
But they're going up against a bias, and that's the elephant in the room that everyone knows is in the room, and it's going to stay in there, right? Yeah. It was expanded to 12 to get more of their teams in. And it's almost the same eye test thing that BYU dealt with in the Mountain West, in the WAC, and in as an independent. It's all supposed to have gone away because now we're a P4.
Yes.
We're in this thing, and all of a sudden it's like, well, but you're in that part of the P4.
Which is funny.
It's crazy.
Luckily, Georgia and Miami lost. There was easy justification for at least a 2-team bump. But the 3-team bump, they put BYU over Tennessee.
Right.
As soon as Tennessee went at 7, I was like, oh, my gosh, they did it. They course-corrected. And obviously the games are played. Now, BYU has to continue to win. I also acknowledge that BYU easily could have 2 or 3 losses. Easily. You talk about Baylor. What if Baylor goes down, scores a touchdown, kicks a PAT, wins? What if Oklahoma State stops BYU on that last drive? What if there's no holding call or BYU, the ball after that is picked off? Dave, the fact that BYU is 9-0, it's just incredible. You have to have a certain amount of skill combined with luck, combined with opportunity, and BYU has seized this and become their best selves through 9 games, and they got to keep doing it because, oh my gosh, there's a Luke Staley number next to BYU, and it's awesome.
Yeah, you look back to 1984, and they got by some games with the skin of their teeth.
Yep.
But no one remembers that. They remember undefeated national champions. The journey is crazy.
Yes.
And you got to have good things happen along the way. Look to last year. The ball didn't bounce right back up to our quarterback last year. It went this way. The ball's tipped up in the air on passes, went to the defensive backs. They lose 5 games to end. Players were getting hurt left and right. All of that stuff with the restoration of Connor Pay this weekend, all of that stuff has been avoided here in November football for BYU just 12 months later.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, they're undefeated. And they're ranked 6th. And they're projected for all these places of grandeur. But what really matters is Kansas. When you're living the dream, you wanna stay sleeping, right? You've got to focus on what's next, and what's next is Saturday night. And they really have a legitimate shot to not only get to the Big 12 championship game in their second year as a Power 4 team and to the college football playoff, that's which wild. Is beyond anyone's wildest dreams.
Yes.
And now it's, well, just take care of business and you're there. You don't need someone to do you a favor.
We're kind of tasting it a little bit, right? There's still 3 games to go until a Big 12 title game potentially. And there are situations where BYU could lose a game and still be in, right? It's not exactly this, but it's almost that BYU could lose 2. It's not exactly that, but we'll know after Saturday, and we'll have to discuss this later in the week. Are you ready to root for Utah? Because if Colorado loses the second one, that's great for BYU. Oh, by the way, getting up to 6 means there's a real chance BYU could climb enough to have the one loss and still get the at-large, right? Should undefeated into a Big 12 title game lose that happen? So you need to be high enough to be able to do that. And oh, by the way, BYU number three seed because the ACC kind of goes to that four
spot. So they'd
spot.
Get right now, they'd get Ole Miss or Penn State.
That'd be awesome.
In the Fiesta Bowl or Sugar Bowl.
Do it for Gary Scheide. Yeah. And who was it? Brett McMurphy reporting that the Big 12 champ will go to the Fiesta Bowl in the bye.
And a lot of teams so still think Colorado's going to win that Big 12 championship. You see Colorado projected to beat BYU in the Big 12 championship. So the Cougars are fighting for respect the whole time.
Yeah.
And starting on Saturday when they're not favored by very much at home.
Our question of the day is this. BYU football is 9-0 coming off a win against Utah, number 6 in the college football playoff poll. What song best describes how you are feeling as a fan? I mean, you could go Kansas, could you not? Given the week. at Mr. Flintstone 94NX. Somewhere between Happy by Pharrell Williams and Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. That's great.
Yeah, those are good.
At Bryson F15778 on X. All I do is win, DJ Khaled. Another. Continue to weigh in on X, Facebook, and Instagram.
What's your song?
My song is a new one by Snow Patrol. Everything's here and nothing is lost.
Everything's here. I like 10,000 Maniacs, These Are the Days. we're living the dream here.
Yes, we are.
Hey, quarterback Jake Retzlaff named one of the 16 semifinalists for the Davey O'Brien Award. Considering he was picked by some as the 16th best quarterback in the Big 12,
yes.
He's now among the 16 in the country.
Yes.
Is this more surprising to you than BYU's 9-0 start?
It's pretty interesting. That's a great question. They're certainly related, right, and compounded in a way where you win, you get noticed. Jake's numbers are good. They're not mind-blowing, but he's a quarterback of one of three undefeated teams among the Power Four. So why not? Oh, by the way, I asked BYU stats man this morning, where does Jake rank in Power Four wins? Because he has 7 now all this year, 0-4 last year. That is 3rd place in BYU history. Mm. How quickly he got to that. Obviously, being in a Power 4 league, he has the benefit of playing more. But Jaren Hall and Taysom Hill, 8-4, 8-8, respectively. Jake Retzlaff, 7-4.
He's not on this list because of the yards he's throwing and the touchdown passes he's throwing. He's on because he's winning. And winning, Ty won that award twice. Steve Young won it. Jim McMahon won it. They won it with numbers that college football hadn't seen
before.
Mind-boggling. On the other side of it, Jake's winning it because he's winning. And it's been fun to see his development. But we're not seeing a 600-yard game from Jake. We're seeing a 9-0 team that's now destined for the Big 12 championship game.
Yep.
And as you win, you just get attention. And so the Davey O'Brien's like, I'm putting him on my list.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah.
Okay, men's basketball just announced moments ago the signing of 4-star, 6'9" forward Chamberlain Burgess, the nephew of Chris. How big a deal is this signing?
It's 6'9". That's how big of a deal it is. 4 stars, stars don't make a guy, but they sure decorate him. And he's earned his way in and fits in nicely with the kind of student athlete that Kevin Young wants to build his program. I think it's huge. And it's a collection of stars now coming to the Marriott Center. And so, yeah, that's a big one.
It's a big deal. There was a competition for Chamberlain, and obviously Chris was involved in trying to get his nephew here. No guarantees, of course, but he signs with the Cougars. I'm told he's a Mission First guy, so we'll see him down the road. But a very, very good talent, and BYU continues to recruit at a super high level. Like, the guys that BYU is bringing in, from the portal, from Russia, from everywhere, trying to go get after the number one guy, right? BYU basketball continues to impress in recruiting. It's been awesome.
When you talk with the staff and you go, hey, where does the Latter-day Saint kid fit in to this talent assessment that you're pulling in? And the thing is, well, we're going to get the best of them.
Yeah.
And this is evidence of that.
Great fits from all over the place, and obviously kids that are members of the church that want to come here are a great fit.
So they're back in action tonight. Play Queens at 9 Eastern time on ESPN+, and pregame here on BYU TV that we're all involved with. What do you expect to see tonight outside of better free throw shooting?
Better three-point shooting as well. 54% from the line, not great. 27% from three, including 6 of 22. Those are two things. I'd love to see Kaba Keita continue to average a double-double. He's 10-10 right now. Yegor Demon has half of BYU's assists, Dave. Trevin Nell certainly can shoot a little bit better. Get into a rhythm to where when you go to San Diego at the end of the month, you feel confident. And then I don't expect Dallin Hall tonight, but that when he comes back, whether that's against Mississippi Valley State next week, and he gets a game in before a huge matchup with Ole Miss, who beat Alabama or South Alabama last night, by the way, that you're ready for some non-conference resume builders.
Utah blew out Queens last night. The length got to them. And BYU's longer than Utah. The length is going to be a problem for the out-of-towners tonight. But all eyes are going to be on Yegor. Not just the eyes of the Marriott Center now. The pundits of college basketball are now making whatever Yegor's doing destination viewing for
them.
Yes,
they are.
Because then they tweet it out over and over.
Your voice on Dunks is getting a lot of love. He did tell me Saturday, by the way, when he was at the women's game. I said, do you prefer to dunk left-handed? He goes, yeah. He's right-handed.
So he eats yams. Left-handed and he dunks left-handed.
Oh, he eats left-handed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that's how he rolls.
There you go.
It was interesting because the coach for Riverside in their strategy as we met with him before the game was, we're going to force him to his left. Everyone at BYU likes to go to his right. We're going to try to force everyone to his left. So he went to his left, had two dunks, another pass, and then another shot. And it was like, okay. And afterwards, he's like, yeah, that guy's good.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if he goes to his left or is right.
He is really good. By the way, Malcolm Wilson is one of the top, if not the top, shot blocker in the country. He has 19 blocks through three games, including five last night.
7 feet tall. He's going to put on a – he's going to get his blocks tonight.
He was at Georgetown. Now he's at Queens. Bobby Hordusky back in the house, the director of ops from last year. That's awesome.
Be a fun night over at the Marriott Center. It'll be full and energetic for sure. Last night, I think we had our best After Further Review show of all 11 years of After Further Reviews, as we broke down the big moments from the game up in Salt Lake City and that dramatic victory and all the plays that led up to it. And it's waiting for you on demand. So is BYU Football with Kalani Sitake. We invite you to take it in if you haven't already.
Coming up, Chad Lewis and Lee Johnson join the show to talk all things Cougar football. The viral clip of Kalani Sitake included after the Utah game in the locker room. It's more than just football. This is BYU Sports Nation.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by the Tim Daly Auto Group, serving Utah since 1968.
Important that we love even our opponents. So we've been teaching that to you guys. We laid the foundation. We talked about heal them in chapter 5, verse 12. You build the foundation, it will not fail. You guys are the foundation. The people that you represent that are here and that are no longer here, you guys did a great job representing yourself out there. How many guys didn't get a snap tonight? But did you guys do all the workouts? Did you guys go through all the pain? The guys you're playing against, they believe in the same thing too. That's why it's important to respect them and love them. Because Lavelle gave me this feeling when I was a player for him. And everybody's always like, oh, why would you do that? It seems kind of soft. It's what tough guys do. He taught me that lesson. And then all I did was try to love as many people as I could, and now they're here with me, and I call them my brothers. And so who knows what can happen in the relationships you can have by just being kind and being Christ-like. You guys agree with me?
Yes, sir.
It's the beauty of the gospel in football. It's nothing like it. And that's what tough guys do. If it weren't for this place, I wouldn't be your coach. Jay Hill wouldn't be here. Senator Boha wouldn't be here. Justin Enna wouldn't be here. A-Rod wouldn't be here. Don't you guys agree that they are ours? They're our family?
Yeah.
That's the beauty of following Christ and living your life that way, even playing the game of football.
Powerful, powerful conversation from Kalani Sitake after the game at Utah Rice-Eccles Stadium on Saturday night. Jerem Jordan alongside Dave McCann. We now welcome in two of the busiest Beavers on campus. Lee Johnson and Chad Lewis are in the house. What's up, guys? In the locker room for that moment.
I was there. Beautiful moment.
What was that like?
Powerful. I've heard Kalani after wins, after losses. He's very similar. He's got this deep down in his heart and soul, this feeling of love. That was the longest speech that he's ever given post-game, but it was the absolute best. And what he did is he allowed the guys to celebrate like crazy, but to put it in proper perspective. And the perspective he's talking about is, I'm not here if I didn't get a coach at Utah. And same with Aaron and Justin Enna, Coach Anderson, Sione Boha, and Jay Hill. And he just gave the team this cool space to say, still love those guys. Don't let this turn you into a crazy man.
Yeah.
Like, have some respect, have a ton of love, have a lot of gratitude. We still have a lot of games left, and we need all the juice we can get. Don't waste it on stupid stuff. It was amazing.
What made it more amazing to me was the contrast of what was going on the other side. Right about the same time, which was the opposite of
and comments
of what
made earlier in the week by a certain player.
Yeah.
This is the opposite. Yeah, this is the way, is it not? Yeah.
So instead of focusing on that, he focused on love and the team and the culture that he's building. I saw him after bitter losses at Rice-Eccles Stadium share similar stuff where he's like, guys, this hurts like crazy. But deal with it in the locker room. And when you go outside, I want you to love your families. I want you to smile. I give you full permission to still be a great son, brother, husband. Those are remarkable culture-changing statements and themes coming out of him. That's coming from like the inside of who Kalani is. Pretty impressive.
Elder Clark Gilbert, the Commissioner of Education for the church, tweeted that out and said, this is why. This is who we are. Kalani and how he's managed through the end of last season and into this season and to this moment, could BYU ask anything more from any other coach?
I've always loved Kalani. I think Kalani's strength is culture built. He is a master at that. And what I see, the reason why we are so good, why we were so good back in the 80s, even in the 90s, Lavelle had great ability to provide and bring culture.
Yeah.
I feel Kalani's doing the same thing. He does and says the right thing, and it's really impressive.
Will Farron makes an all-time field goal here, Lee. Let's talk about it as a kicker. Number 44 from 44. Never a doubt for you?
No. The guy's very good. And I never had a chance to do a game winner. Thank goodness. I did not want to
be
a part of that.
He just blown everybody up.
Right. He's got a beautiful ball. His leg and the way he kicks, the trajectory is really impressive. He's come together as a kicker. I'm really excited about Will. He's got a chance to go to the next level, I think.
Chad, I love his mind more than anything. You know, K-pop on the sideline. Do you want it on right hash, left hash? He's like, coach, whatever. Like, I'm good. I'm ready. What?
Yeah.
You're a kicker? You feel like that?
They cut to him on the sideline. He's smiling. He's ready to go. He's loose.
Yeah, but he's not smiling in a goofy way. Like, sometimes you see people on the sideline and it's phony.
Yeah. Mm.
They're smiling to try and let people know they're good. Will was good. Before the kick and after the kick, I hugged him. I'm grabbing him. Everyone was. And he's like, oh, that was great, man. Like, he wasn't going.
He was just kind of numb.
It was like, yeah, it was just incredible. He's that guy is an amazing man and football player.
Yeah.
What a great addition and gift to this team.
He's got a lot of kicks left in him, too.
Yeah,
he's got to work on the crowd surfing technique a little bit, but other than that.
That's what you want out of a kicker. Someone who's like, I'm kind of uncomfortable right here.
That's just so good.
I was right next to him during that whole sequence, and they were like, hey, crowd surfer. He's like, no.
That's what you want.
So the college football rankings come out last night. BYU jumps up 3 spots to 6 after a 1-point win on the road. That's what that Utah game is.
Yeah.
Are you happy at 6?
I'm very happy for this squad. The fact that their vision and their focus is not on number 6. Their vision and focus is on the next game. That's what makes them good. They've been a humble, resilient group. They haven't been perfect. They've made mistakes, but man, they bounce back in game so quickly, and they pull for each other. They make big plays, and I just think you win, you're in. That's your motto. You just keep fighting each week to win and only focus on that, and everything will be fine.
Now, you guys are in charge of fundraising.
We are.
So number 6 means a lot to a lot of the folks you're on the phones with, maybe more than it should. But everybody wins when you're unbeaten and moving, especially in that area, right?
It's amazing, yeah. Money's flowing. When things are good, there's more demand on tickets, and it's nice to see. Yeah, it helps. It helps to win. We got great donors, though. Even when we don't do as well as we'd like to, the donors step up. But it sure is nice to be number 6.
It is profound watching our donors and the fans. Cougar Nation just embracing this whole thing, full energy. And on the donor side, too, everyone is – they want to help. They want to be a part of this. And look, it's not the end of the year yet. So if you want to make donations to help these student athletes, we need your help more than ever. We're in the Big 12. There's a new thing called name, image, and likeness. It's going to be bigger than ever. We need everyone from Cougar Nation that wants to help. That's how it works. And then you get this.
Yeah.
Take us back to 1984 and the sort of mindset of the squad as you were 9-0 and kind of thinking, hey, maybe there's a chance of something special. Certainly the times are different in terms of the playoff. There's a playoff and there's rankings and there's whatever. But how does this team compare to that team in terms of kind of mindset and the ability to take it like, hey, Kansas is the moment here?
Yeah, it feels very similar. Game one against Pittsburgh, we realized as a team that we could, if we win against Pittsburgh, number 3 ranked Pittsburgh, we had a chance to win out and be in a great position to have a chance for the national championship. I think as far as the team goes, it's a similar team. Culture, in my opinion, wins games. And good players playing above themselves, which we always did. We had a great system. We had great culture. We had guys playing above what people would expect. And I see that with this team now.
All right. Saturday, you played in Cincinnati. You played in Philadelphia. What's cold football like for guys
East
who are going out there
cold,
with a bunch
Midwest
of stuff?
Midwest cold with the humidity is totally different. Kansas is ready for the cold. They live that weather.
Yeah.
This isn't going to freak them out one bit.
I'm talking about us.
You're going to be cold. And it's going to be a cold game. Last week was, I thought it was going to be colder. It was actually a nice, perfect night for football. This Saturday night will be colder, but our guys have proven that if it's hot, they're fine. If it's cold, they're fine. And I just trust their resilience and their togetherness and their ability to focus on one game at a time.
So you had to catch footballs in the cold. You had to kick footballs
I
in
did.
The cold.
Barefooted.
Different balls, right?
Why didn't you put your shoe on?
Crazy, crazy man.
That was your choice.
I did it, though. No, I did it. I put it on.
How different is the football on a cold night? Or does it matter? They're off on the side, in the bag. They try to keep them warm. What's the difference?
When Donovan was throwing 90-mile-an-hour heaters at your face, you caught that thing out of self-preservation. And you didn't want to look stupid on national TV dropping one. But the ball is hard. It's like a cinder block brick coming ripping at you. Mm. But what is your job?
Yeah.
Your job is to catch the ball. So you just narrow all the distractions down to one thing. Catch the ball. Andy Reid did a great thing with us. He's like, I could care less what your yaks are. Just catch the ball. And so it allowed you as a player to boil it down. Your one job is to catch the rock.
How and about then, Kalani and Andy Reid, 18-0, by the way?
Unbelievable.
That's pretty good.
BYU
right?
guys
wow. That's pretty good.
I love
keep
it.
Keep
it
up.
And
keep
they've
going.
Had really Sark, unique
Sark
ways
having
winning.
A great year, too.
Really unique ways winning, you know, a blocked right. field goal, this right. and that. However you get to 9-0, you just
it's
get
crazy.
There, right?
Shout out to Jay Hill, his defense all year. Shout out to Kelly Papinga. Yeah. What's happened on the special teams this year, 3 returns for touchdowns, the big, huge fake punt against Baylor, like a number of things. And, like, you got to have that. When you have a sweet team, those things happen, and it just feeds off each other. It builds the chemistry in the locker room like glue. It brings you together.
All three phases, man.
Yeah.
You said a couple years ago something that Spencer and I were like, what? You said, when Ryan Rico gets to the NFL, that ball is easier to kick than the college ball.
So much easier.
He has stuck as the Bengals punter.
Yeah. He is legit. I knew he was legit 3 years ago. He bombs the ball, and the NFL football is so different than a college football, especially BYU's college football. It's just a different kind of leather, and they break them in. They let punters and kickers break the ball in, and it's just the ball responds off your foot so much better, at least 5 to 7 yards. So I knew he would be really good.
Does he look good in the Bengal orange and black?
Very good. Not as good as I did, of course. But he looks good.
It was a different time.
Yeah, different time, different
so,
era.
So basketball team's coming back out on the floor tonight, and you guys raise money for the whole athletic department, so it's not just football, which is sky high. Cross country is number one in the country in both men's and women. It's a unique time at BYU, but nothing more unique than this team that Kevin Young's running out here. From your vantage point, what's the excitement about basketball?
It's amazing to me that KY and his staff have identified with so much precision exactly who they want to get. When they do that, and they say, here's all the best top talent, here are the ones that we want most. When they identify like that, with that clarity, it inspires the fan base. It inspires the donors. People want to give and help. They're like, okay, you just came from the NBA. If you think that's what's going to get us to whatever next level, we're in. So his clarity, his precision, that's inspiring.
It's been fun to watch, looking for 3-0 against Queens tonight. Okay, we're going to be hanging out in April on the Cruising with the Cougs.
Oh, boy.
Lee, I can't wait to see you just in regular life because you're always juiced, and I don't know how or why.
It might get crazy. Let's just say that. You get me out of cruise, crazy
the
things happen.
The list of who's who on that is going to be really fun. For the BYU fans that have already signed up, you're going to love it. For those who haven't signed up, why should they, Lee?
They sign up because they're going to have phenomenal people, former athletes, legends. I'm not a legend, Chad Lewis is, but we'll have all of those people around, cruising around the cruise ship, and they're there to talk to people, and that's the whole key. You're going to come to this to meet and mingle with some of the former players here at BYU, and you got to go. It's going to be a phenomenal experience.
And it's not just a vacation. It's a fundraiser, right? You pay for the boat. Everything else is coming back.
It's a very small fundraiser. Like, we're not doing it to gouge or to make a ton of money. There'll be a tiny fundraising element to it, but this is what we're doing to give Cougar Nation something that hasn't been done before.
It's unique.
And so instead of a cruise ship where everyone's drunk and it's just like, that was okay, this is going to be top shelf, all BYU. People are going to have a blast from beginning to end.
I might act drunk, but I won't be drunk.
Correct.
I might act.
Listen, come back when there's a blizzard going on, and you'll be able to sell that thing out.
Yeah,
right.
Love it.
A foot of snow outside. Yeah, people are thinking exactly. Of sunshine and warmth. Great to have both of you here.
Thanks for being on, Lee.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Basketball tonight, as mentioned, BYU in Queens, 9 o'clock Eastern time. Pregame show an hour before that with Jerem and company. Blaine Spencer and I will be on the call. At tip-off, as BYU looks to get to 3-0. And what's Yegor Demon going to do tonight? The whole country, the whole world's waiting to watch.
Going to dunk on someone's head like he has the last two. After the break, I go one-on-one with safety Crew Wakely on the emotional win versus Utah, how to slow down the explosive Kansas offense, and his unique connection with his grandpa through BYU football. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Man, it's been awesome. Welcome back to Studio B. Jerem Jordan alongside Dave McCann. Let's get to today's headlines.
Number one, BYU football jumps up to number 6 in the college football playoff rankings released last night. Highest the Cougars have been ranked in the history of these playoff rankings. BYU look to go to 10-0 Saturday night against Kansas. Pre-game coverage starts at 8 Eastern on BYU TV and over on BYU Radio.
Quarterback Jake Retzlaff is one of 16 semifinalists for the Davey O'Brien Award, given to the nation's top quarterback. He's passed for over 2,000 yards, 18 touchdowns, rushed for almost 300 yards, 4 touchdowns. 3 BYU quarterbacks have won the award, McMahon in 81, Young in 83, and Detmer in 90 and 91.
BYU kicker Will Farron named one of 3 Lou Groza Award stars of the week for his performance against the Utes, 3 for 3 on field goals, including the 44-yarder to win the game with 4 seconds left, 22-21, and then the crowd surfing when he returned to campus. What a weekend for the Farrens.
Men's basketball hosts Queens tonight at 9 Eastern on ESPN Plus and BYU Radio. From Charlotte, the Queen City, now you know.
Nice.
With pregame on BYU TV and BYU Radio starting at 8 Eastern. Marks the return of former director of operations Bobby Hordusky, who's an assistant coach, and former player Alan Pollard's son Jackson, who played high school ball at Lone Peak. Also, men's basketball announces the signing of 4-star, 6'9" forward Chamberlain Burgess, who plans on going on a mission first. He's the nephew of assistant coach Chris Burgess.
BYU women's basketball has Colorado State at the top of the hour in the annual kids game, the loudest game of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Coverage starts at 1 Eastern on ESPN Plus. Spencer Linton and Kristen Kozlowski on the call. Spencer's going to join us a bit later to preview the matchup with the Rams. The Cougs are 2-0. Delaney Gibb is
a star, man.
Is a star, yeah.
That interview is contingent on if Spencer can get through the children to the interview spot. And congrats to the doubles team of Bobo Huang and Kendall Kovic of women's tennis, who qualified for the NCAA Individual Championships. They're the first to represent women's tennis in the Individual Championships since 2001. That's fantastic. Congratulations. Well, yesterday after practice, I spoke with safety Crew Wakely about the emotional win against Utah, the challenge of stopping the Kansas offense, and his connection with his grandpa through BYU football. Crew, have you come down from the high of the weekend?
Yeah, I think you kind of got to. We got to move on, get ready for the next one. But it was a high for sure. It was a lot of fun.
It's such a big win for a million reasons. It's Utah. It's up there. It's undefeated. All this stuff. What was your favorite part of the whole experience?
I think my favorite, it's got to be Will's field goal, right? That when that went through the uprights and hearing the air just get taken out of the crowd was fun. That was sweet.
I think you said on the cut, you can get me once but not twice. Walk me through the interception.
It was one of those things where it's actually kind of crazy because we had initially called the cover 2 concept and then they subbed and we subbed late, and so we run in a nickel and we go to a cover 3 concept, but Jacob Robinson's running late. He's yelling, hey, zone, nickel 3 or cover 3, whatever. And I knew the other safety didn't know we were in cover three. And so I'm like, do I come down here and leave the middle wide open, or do I stay cover two? So I kind of played like a half cover two, half cover three. And that's actually what confused, because if you, I watched the TV copy, and basically he has a, the tight end runs at me and has a read route. So the quarterback, because he thought we were in a cover two, was expecting him to bend it inside. Well, he saw me close off the middle, so the receiver bends it outside. And that's why it looked like he was throwing it to nobody. But what people don't understand is like, actually kind of the funkiness of what happened with us threw them off, and because he had a read route, that's what ended up leading to an interception. The ball was in the air, just had to make a play. So
okay, in comes Kansas, who's got to be the best 3-6 team in the country. Average margin of loss is 5. They're this close to being, who knows, 6-3, 7-2. Heck, you guys are 4-0 in one score games. They're 0-5. What kind of respect do you guys have for them, given how close they've been to being awesome?
They have all our respect, for sure. Their offense is dynamic. It's fun to watch. It's like me having offensive roots. Like, I appreciate it. Like, watching it, it's really cool. And studying it, they do a lot of one-off things. And so it's just going to come back to that same thing: fundamentals, technique, doing our job, and keeping our eyes good, and just staying fundamentally sound. But as far as their offense, it's fun, it's dynamic, and they have all our respect.
Okay, your grandpa Ron played at BYU, led the Cougars in rushing in 67. How big of a fan is he of what's going on right now, and does he come to the games?
Yeah, he comes to all the games. We get him some tickets, and he'll be there this week. He's a big fan. It's cool because, obviously, growing up, you know, he's big. he's influential to me, so it's fun having him there. So,
what does it mean to have him there? Obviously, you're very emotional about it.
I think it's one of those things where it's just like making him proud is cool. So, and that goes for all my family, but especially someone who has done it before me. So it makes me proud to be able to, you know, represent the family and make him proud. So it means a lot.
It's awesome, man. And one day maybe your grandson will make you proud, right? Shout out to Grandpa Ron for being at the games. We'll look for Ron Saturday night. Well, congratulations on all the success, and here's to another pick on Saturday.
Yeah, let's do it. Appreciate it.
Thanks, crew.
Yep.
Thanks to crew. Cool to see the impact that his grandfather Ron has made on him just 5 years after Eldon the Phantom Fortai was rushing for BYU. That's pretty cool. Let's look for Ron in the stands on Saturday against Kansas.
Crew and those guys in the secondary have got their hands full.
Yes, they do. Night. Yes, they do. Okay, yeah. You can catch the full conversation, by the way. That was a shortened version on our YouTube channel, BYU Sports Nation, of course. Okay, coming up, Keone Thim of men's volleyball, a transfer from Hawaii. Why he decided to come to Provo? And 70-mile-an-hour serves. That's what I'm looking forward to seeing starting in January. We'll talk with him coming up after the break. Dave McCann, it is November, but we're already thinking about January and men's volleyball.
You're always thinking about
it. I'm always thinking about volleyball. Women's volleyball ranked in the top 25. Men's volleyball, always top 10. Keone Thim is a big-time transfer from Hawaii who is in studio with us today. As we look ahead to January already. Keone, how's it going, man? Welcome to the
Sports Nation. I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Grateful.
It's great to have you. We've known about you from Hawaii, but now you decide to transfer to BYU. Why the change to come to Provo? We're all excited about it.
I was a part of some great teams at UH, but as the years went on, you know, things kind of changed. And knowing my last year, I decided to kind of take a risk on my own capabilities. So that's why I came here, and love Coach Sean. So it's been great so far.
So you spent 8 months as a sophomore in high school here in Provo at Tempview High.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, it's been all Hawaii all the time.
All Hawaii. I mean, besides my first year of college, I was a junior college at Santa Barbara.
At Santa Barbara.
But other than that, I was in Hawaii.
And that Santa Barbara climate's okay, too.
Yeah.
So yes, it is.
So here you are in the Rockies in wintertime. What's the transition been like for you?
Lots of jackets. And they gave me a parka. It's my best friend so far. So
yet sleeveless, right? Got to show off the guns.
Yes, got to be ready for practice. Let them go.
Okay, you're an outstanding pin hitter, and your serve is incredible. You jump out of the gym, you serve fast. So what's the vertical, and what's the fastest you've served a volleyball?
My vertical is 45, and the fastest I've served a volleyball is 78 miles an hour.
That's amazing. And we're talking like in matches. I've seen videos of what's the fastest in a match?
78.
78 in a match. Who was it against?
I think like It was a smaller team, maybe like SFU or something like
St. Francis?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me get this straight. So let's say you're serving at 70 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And you say to yourself, I'd like to go to 78. How do you just serve faster? How do you go from 70 to 78?
You didn't watch Fast and the Furious? You just use NOS.
You just put the NOS in.
You just crank it up. You just close your eyes and take a swing.
Yeah. This BYU team has a lot of talent. I'm very excited about it. How are you feeling about the squad going into this year?
We're very excited. The practices have been very competitive because I wasn't the only transfer. We also got a OCC transfer, Cole, return missionary, Talon. So the Pins are competing every day. You know, whoever's going to be on the floor is going
to
be.
Not to mention Luke Benson and Mix Ramanis back.
The seniors coming back. So whoever's going to be on the floor has to be good. We have a lot of competition, and it's good. It's healthy. Every day has been a grind, and so we're definitely excited.
In the volleyball world, where's BYU street cred?
After COVID, I think they kind of got underrated, kind of went under the radar a little bit. After like that national championship they had during COVID, and then after that, kind of seems like people kind of just forgot. But I mean, I've always been keeping up with them, and you know, hopefully this year is definitely the year to bring us back out on the map. You know, show them what we're about. Because at the end of the day, I think you guys ended up like sixth last year, which is like, how can you be under the radar if you're sixth in the nation?
It's good, but the BYU standard is competing for national championship.
So we're we brought that standard from the beginning, from the first day of practice. So we're definitely trying to get our skills out there and back, you know, just put the rep back on BYU where it's
the weird thing is the last like six champs have repeated.
Yes.
So UCLA has gone back to back. John Sprague has taken over USA Volleyball full time. John Hark's coming over from Loyola Chicago. He was at UCLA before. So whoever wins it this year is winning next year too.
It's the curse.
You get 25 and 26, which would be awesome. You guys are actually playing against UC Irvine this weekend in St. George.
Yep.
What's that going to be like?
Saturday. I think it's a perfect preseason game. I'm personally very comfortable with UCI. I think that's the college team I've played the most.
And you were in the Big West with them.
Yeah, I was in the Big West with them. And, you know, Heno, National Player of the Year, I've played against him all 3 years.
Frenchman, amazing player.
Yeah, so I'm very comfortable with him. You know, they've always been a very respectful team, great coaches, great guys, and honestly just great competition. It's our first look to see against a great top five team that was very good last year, very veteran. So we're very excited. It'll be a perfect look for us in the preseason.
Do you know where that game is?
St. George.
Yes, where in St. George? Is that
at a high school?
At a high school. Where is it? Snow Canyon High School. Friday night?
Awesome. I think it's in the afternoon.
Okay, Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Check it out.
We'll update it on social media.
So the field house, have you competed against BYU in the field house?
I haven't, but when I was my grandfather, Mike Wilton, he was the assistant coach here for a while.
Wait, he's your straight-up grandpa?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I'll have Thanksgiving with him in a couple weeks.
Mike Wilton is a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
so that's
awesome.
My grandfather. And
still at Utah State Women's with Rob Nielsen.
Yes,
right
I think
now,
he
right?
volunteers, helps yep. him out.
Mike's the best.
He's a great guy. Yeah, so when he was coaching here, I would watch the games. So I've been an audience member in the Smith. I haven't played with them in the Smith, but I've been an audience member.
How eager are you to get in on that vibe?
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Everyone just tells me how great it is, so I can't wait to experience it.
Yeah. And we're still waiting to finalize and announce the men's volleyball schedule, but I'm telling you, you're going to like it, especially you. So it's going to be, and you already know, but we can't say play it. But when it's finished, it'll be a lot of fun. Well, Keone, we're so excited to have you at BYU, man.
I'm very excited to be here.
We're excited for the parkas, the suns out, guns out, the serves, the high-flying action. It'll be fun. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Good luck against UCI on Friday.
Thank you.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it'll be another big sports week on campus. It's BYU and Colorado State. Spencer's on the call. He's going to join us live. Jason Shepard's working on the radio side. ESPN Plus, BYU Radio, Rams and Cougars, top of the hour.
After the break, we'll check in with Spencer Linton. Kristen Kozlowski has mentioned, assuming they made their way through all the children. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store. Official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation live from Studio B. We'll head over to the Marriott Center in just a moment to check in with Spencer and Kristen. Our question of the day, BYU football 9-0, coming off a win over Utah, number 6 in the college football playoff poll. Life's good, Dave.
Yeah.
What song best describes how you're feeling as a fan? At Nick Lee 51 on X. I'm picturing the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 3. The dog days are over.
Brock Fillmore on Instagram, living La Vida Loca. let's keep it going, Cougs. I was thinking
little,
about
little
one.
Ricky Martin, which is awesome. That's great. Okay, let's head over to the Marriott Center with Spencer Linton and Kristen Kozlowski, who have the call of women's basketball, BYU versus Colorado State, coming up after us on ESPN Plus. And guys, it's the kids' game, so how are you going to cope?
Jerem, that is the question every year when we do this. How are we going to make it through? Well, we're gifted with these headsets that block
this
out
helps.
A little bit of the sound. But ask me in 2 hours how we're feeling, and it might be a little bit of a different answer. I say it in jest because this is a really fun game. There's an energy in this game, and Kristen will agree with me, that is unlike anything else that we see all year for this BYU women's basketball team. And frankly, it's something the players look forward to every year. What's wild is they just yell all the time, Kristen. It's just like a continued scream. It doesn't matter if team's playing poorly or playing well. It's just constant scream regardless.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Yes. That's the one that I love the most.
Yeah. a lot of Taylor Swift in here. A lot of Disney already. And yep. your head starts to ring. We talked to Coach Whiting, and one of the things she said is, this is tough because we want all these kids here. We want the volume level high, but I can't communicate. So they even put in some hand signals in a few different things.
Oh, yeah.
So
look
they
at
can
that.
Communicate.
Yeah. We're going to see football. They're just going to wear helmets. They'll just put the plays straight in there.
I hope they all get a cougar tail, and then they'll be out of their minds in the first half and asleep by the time they get back on the bus and go back to school. But, guys, we're going to see two great freshmen today. We'll see Yegor Demon tonight on the men's side. Delaney Gibb for BYU women. And boy, these are special talents. What do you expect from Gibb here this afternoon?
Yeah, I think that is certainly one of the headlines, is what does she do in the follow-up performance upon being named the Big 12 Freshman of the Week. She's averaging 19 points a game in her first two. That's quite a start for the true freshman. Granted, she's played basketball at a high level, but Kristen, I think it's going to be, how do Delaney Gibb and Amari Whiting handle just the consistent nature of a Colorado State team that does not turn the ball over? They're opportunistic. They make shots in clutch times. So how can BYU and that guard line speed Colorado State up, which is a veteran team? They take care of the ball.
Right. To your point, BYU thrives off of forcing turnovers and their defense to fuel their offense, right? So they need to be clean in the half-court set, and it needs to get in the hands of Delaney Gibb. I like her handling the ball and being a playmaker. I think that's where she can be most successful against Colorado State in this game. But BYU is going to have to defend. They're going to have to do a really good job. You got a sister act coming in with this Colorado State team. Two very talented players in Hannah and Emma Ronsick. Emma Ronsick played 4 years at Creighton. She's about 6'2", 6'3". She can do it all. So she has a lot of experience coming in. I know she's at the top of the scouting report for this BYU team.
Yeah, the Ronsick sisters, by the way, average over 40 points a game in the first two. So when they say they do the majority of the scoring, they mean that quite literally. Guys?
We'll see if BYU has a 31-6 outburst in the third quarter like we had Saturday, Kristen. That was crazy.
It was crazy.
That was crazy. Have a great call. I wish the best for your ears. Thanks, guys.
Hey, appreciate it.
Spencer Linton and Kristen Kozlowski on ESPN Plus coming up at the top of the hour.
I wonder what Colorado State, if they said, hey, by the way, some kids are coming. You know, we're going to have a couple of buses of
they
kids.
Know.
Then they come out of the locker room and they're going, oh, man.
Such is the kingdom, Dave.
That's fine.
Our Elite Voice of the Day is presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated at Clifton HCC. Can you take me higher? A little Creed there.
Oh, yeah. There's been some good ones. It was Undefeated by Def Leppard. That one was offered,
yep.
Which is a classic. And music and sports, you can't have one together. Without the other.
They go together,
and,
man.
And there's a lot of songs out there that capture what time we're in.
Music and emotion, man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, today's Rise and Shout Out is presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We give it to Kalani Sitake, really inspirational conversation in the locker room that we played earlier today. In case you missed it, go check it out. That kind of went BYU viral yesterday. Inspiring the guys and getting them to 9-0, and now they have Super Bowl 10, as they call it, against Kansas Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. And shout out to the coach. And he says the right things at the right time, because that's how he is, like all the time.
Yep.
He doesn't have to go, I got to be spiritual now. I got to be tough now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got tough love in him, right? But it's love all the time.
Yep.
And
that's what tough guys do.
Yeah,
right?
That's, I thought that was the greatest line.
Cool.
The tough guys are the ones who show love for others.
Yep.
And delivered a beauty right in the minute where he could have just been beating his chest going, I finally beat the Utes up.
Yep. There. It could have been about him or them. Awesome. Women's Hoops coming up top of the hour. We'll have men's basketball pregame coming up as well tonight at 8 Eastern. Oh, by the way, the women's game on BYU Radio 2. Our thanks to today's guests, Lee Johnson, Chad Lewis, Crew Wakely, Keone Thim. Sorry to Dennis Pitta, although tomorrow we're making time for your boy Dennis.
He's earned it. Conversation continues 24/7 on all our social media platforms and BYUSN.com.
For Dave, I'm Jeremy. Shout out to Kent Osborne. Go Cougs!